This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gappak. The Rajya Sabha today resumed the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both houses of Parliament. BJP member Devendra Pratap Singh said the government has taken several measures for farmers by ensuring minimum support price for their agricultural produce as well as the welfare of SC and ST communities. Former Prime Minister S.D. Devegowda said the welfare of the poor women and farmers are the priority of the government. He also lauded the budgetary allocations made for sectors like agriculture, health and education in the Union budget this year. The discussion is underway. Earlier this morning, the issue of deportation of Indian nationals from the USA today rocked both houses of parliament as the opposition demanded a discussion on the issue. In the Lok Sabha, when the house reassembled at 12 noon, the opposition members including Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others started sloganeering and continued their protest over the issue of deportation. They trooped into the well and demanded a discussion on the issue. Earlier, the house was adjourned till noon after ruckus by the opposition over the same issue after assembling in the morning. Members of parliament from the opposition, Congress and Samajwadi Party held a protest outside the parliament today over the same issue. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said the parties protested over the manner in which the U.S. deported Indians. He said they have a legal right to deport people who are illegally in their country, but the manner in which it was done is not acceptable. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said the safety and welfare of Indian students studying outside the country are the priority of the government. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha, he said the government has taken several measures to protect the interests of the Indian students who have returned from the conflict zones. The minister said the government is sympathetic and responsive to the welfare of these students, stating that the government has brought back hundreds of students from conflict zones. The minister said the government allowed medical students from Ukraine to transfer their education programs to a third country and permitted practical exams in India. Tourism Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said the tourism projects undertaken by the states under the Special Assistance of Tourism Promotion in Capital Investment Scheme will create footfall employment communities opportunities in the country. Replying to supplementaries in Rajya Sabha, the minister said growth in the tourism potential at any location leads to employment generation. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha, the annual interaction program of Prime Minister Narendra Modi with the students, will be held in a new format this season. The program will now be held in 8 episodes. It is scheduled to be held on the 10th of this month at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The Education Ministry informed that in this program, 36 students from each state and union territory have been selected from various schools to interact directly with the Prime Minister. It added that in the first episode, the Prime Minister will interact with the students. All preparations are in final phase for the counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections to be held, taken up on Saturday. Overall, 60.42% of the voters exercised their franchise in yesterday's polling to decide the political fate of 699 candidates. The Election Commission said EVMs have been kept in the strong rooms, which are under a constant vigil of the Commission and the police officials. The poll body said 19 counting centers have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. In Bangladesh, Bangabandhu Memorial Museums in the capital Dhaka was demolished with bulldozers by a raging crowd last night amid presence of law enforcers. The museum Dhan Mondi 32 was the personal residence of Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, the founding president of Bangladesh and father of former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The protesting crowd first vandalized and set fire to the museum around 8:30 p.m. The destruction and arson continued for hours. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions in some parts of Himachal Pradesh and North Rajasthan today. The thunderstorms accompanied with lightning is also likely at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, I am the senior scientist Dr. Soma Sen Roy has informed that Arunachal Pradesh and East Assam are also likely to experience heavy rainfall and thunderstorm in the coming 2 days. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.